tomorrow is the last day to register to vote for the upcoming primary here in West Virginia. The Ohio Valley Resources, Brittany Patterson, put together a voter's guide for folks in the state. Our interim news director, Glennis Board, spoke with Patterson about what people need to know.
Brittany, so tell me, if you still need to register for the primary, what do you do?
I know time is running out, but you have until Tuesday, May 19th to register to vote. You can do that online, or you can print out a form and submit it to your local county clerk by mail or in person.
Great. And there's a couple of things you need to register online or in general, right?
Yeah, you're going to need a couple things if you want to register online. You're going to need your name as it appears on your West Virginia driver's license or ID card. You're going to need to know your date of birth. You're going to also need that driver's license or ID card number, and you're going to need the last four digits of your social security number. So if you don't have a driver's license or ID card number, or you don't know your social security number, you may not be able to submit that form online, but you can enter it into the form online, print it out, and sign and deliver it to your county clerk by mail or in person.
A lot of talk about absentee voting this primary. Do I have to vote by absentee?
No, you don't have to vote absentee. But this year, because of the coronavirus pandemic, the Secretary of State's office has expanded absentee voting to all registered voters. They are permitted to use an absentee mail-in ballot. Basically, you just select the other medical reason excuse and you can vote absentee. Every registered voter in the state should have received a mail-in ballot application.
But what about voting in person? Can I still vote in person?
You can. I know we've been talking a lot about absentee ballots because absentee voting has been expanded this year and everyone received an absentee ballot application, but you definitely can still vote in person, both during early voting and on Election Day. So beginning May 27th through June 6th, you can vote in person at your county courthouse, annex, or designated community locations. That's going to be during normal business hours and on Saturdays from 9 to 5. And yeah, on Election Day, you can do the same. You can find your local polling place on the West Virginia Secretary of State's website.
All right, so, but I really have to ask, because I know a lot of people do ask this question, are mail-in ballots a secure way to vote?
Yeah, that's a really important question. Election experts are pretty definitive and say that voter fraud among this type of voting, including mail-in balloting, is extremely rare. And it's been increasing in popularity. According to NPR, a mail-in ballots accounted for 1 in 4 votes in 2018.
When do these absentee ballots have to be postmarked?
You need to make sure that you put your absentee ballot in the mail. It must be postmarked by Election Day, and that is June 9th, 2020. You can also, if you don't want to stick it in the mailbox, you can hand deliver it to your county clerk's office by June 8th. That's the day before Election Day. And you don't actually have to return your own ballot, but whoever you give it to, they can't deliver more than 2 absentee ballots. It's kind of a weird little rule. And just so you know, if you stick your absentee ballot in the mail and it is postmarked by June 9th, your county clerk has to receive it by June 15th. That's when we start canvassing.
That was Brittany Patterson speaking with Glennis Board. You can find those details and more in an online voter's guide at wvpublic.org. Again, West Virginians have until tomorrow to register for the primary election. Early in-person voting starts May 27th, and Election Day is June 9th.